Serena Williams and Andre Agassi got the tennis season off to a good start with victories at the Australian Open. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
What was more impressive, the Serena slam or the aging Agassi winning another major title?
That's a good question. They're both remarkable achievements to win four straight Grand Slam titles and to hold all four major championships at once is remarkable. And to beat your big sister in each of the four finals makes it even more extraordinary because of all the various emotions involved when Venus and Serena play one another. But on the other hand, Agassi is the oldest man in 31 years to win a major title, and he's put together one of the great late career renaissances in history. At the end of 1997, Bob, he was almost 28 years old. He'd won three majors. He'd had a nice career, but for a guy with extraordinary talent, he hadn't lived up to his potential. Since then, he's completely turned it around. He's won five more majors. He now has eight, which puts him in the same sentence with people like Yvonne Lendl and Jimmy Connors and Mats Wielander, well behind his contemporary Pete Sampras, of course, with 14, who didn't play in Australia. But not only did he win, he won in absolutely dominating fashion. He only lost four games to Rainer Schüttler in the final.
Person I wonder about is Venus Williams. Now, you know, you're Venus, you're thinking, I'm 22 years old, I'm the peak of my career, I'm the best in the world at what I do, except for one person, that person is my sister.
Right. I'm the second best in the world, but I'm also the second best in my family. And it has to be frustrating for her, and she admitted that after the final on Saturday, that she wants to beat Serena. She's won four major titles of her own, but Serena's now won these last four, as I mentioned. And given that both of these women have a lot of outside interests, they probably play in less tournaments than almost any great players who've come along in the last 30 or 40 years during the course of the year. One might think Venus might start to look for other things in her life. She says no. She says, this is going to inspire me to play better tennis. And that's the scary thing about these two, Bob. They may have better tennis in them than we've seen thus far. Because, as you mentioned, Venus is 22, Serena's 21.
What's next for Agassi?
Well, first of all, it looks like he's going to play mixed doubles at the French Open with his wife, Steffi Graf. Who hasn't played since 1999, who had their first child 15 months ago, but she made a deal with him if he won the Australian that she would play in the mixed doubles with him at the French Open. That would certainly be a lot of fun to see. And again, he's going to turn 33 in April, but right now he looks like the best player in the world, and we'll see what happens in the three remaining majors this year.
Speaking of mixed doubles, how about that winner over the weekend?
Isn't that amazing? Martina Navratilova, 46 years old. Of course, she retired several years ago from singles. Has now played doubles fairly consistently for the last 2 years. And she and Leander Paes, an Indian player, won the mixed doubles title in Australia, which was her 57th title overall in the four major championships. And she's going to keep on playing. And who knows, she might win a few more Grand Slam titles before it's all over. Maybe she'll win one when she's 50 and we'll still be talking about her.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and The Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.